Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Straightway is in the house. Come on. Straightway truth. Let's do a radio check real quick because we're having a lot of what you call technical difficulties. I don't know why. But you should be able to hear me. I don't know what's going on nowadays. I really truly don't. I might get more involved and start micromanaging a lot of stuff again. If you can hear me, you know, do the same old thing. Give me a radio check. 1 for the sorrows, 10 for the best. Let me call down the house real quick. Blog Talk Radio. Go on there and see if you can hear me. What? Yeah, y'all used to go on the website by the you go on the website and listen, right? Yeah, let me call down hall. Hey, put Brother Shane on the phone. Hey, why is YouTube not working? I don't understand. So I need to tell everybody to go to Tech Team or something? Well, which one is it, Brother Saint? We're on live broadcasting right now. It's streaming on what? It's streaming on what? What do they say up there on the radio check? I need for y'all brothers to start communicating with each other. Everything that you know about this system, Brother Scott, and I'm going to designate another brother, they need to know as well. I wonder why come it's not set up for YouTube. Let me get on my phone and see if I can see it on YouTube. I doubt it, though. I ain't look at this thing on the cell phone, Brother Scott.
I'll get YouTube for a second, then it drops out. Blog Talk's going through. They can hear you on Blog Talk right now.
That ain't it. So there ain't no video tonight?
No, not right now.
Who usually hooks it up?
Brother Steve.
Brother Steve does?
Yeah. It's encoded through our website from YouTube. I'm not getting either. I'm not getting YouTube or our website right now.
Where's Brother Steve at?
He's online, probably trying to fix it with Brother Shane. Or
put Brother Shane back on the phone. Well, Brother Steve in Canada is the one who hooks all this stuff up. Why don't you get on the phone and call him and ask him what's going on? So he don't know what's going on? Yeah, but I'm asking, does he know what's going on? Then why come we don't have no live feed up here then? All right. Now, I don't understand this. All right. Check this. See if, is there a chat room up there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Saints. Here I am. I don't understand what in the world's going on, especially with all the knowledgeable brothers that we've had in this ministry. I just got finished telling people in my own house. Here I am, got to wait on everybody else. Everybody should be basically serving me to make sure that this ministry is run like a well-oiled machine, not me waiting on everybody and not me depending on everybody else to wait on me. If that made any sense. I should be able to just come right on in and step right on in and get busy. All right. All right, looks like we're on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Thank you. And I need to get in this system and learn how to do this thing myself. I don't understand. I really don't get it. I don't get it at all. All right, bless y'all. Each and every last one of you, sweet precious, strong and victorious, the mighty overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. I would say we're blessed to have you here tonight, but since everything ain't going so bad, it can't be a blessing when everything is going so damn bad. But anyway, we've had a full week this week as usual. We're in the second day of the Roman month of February, and Passover is just around the corner. And with Passover being just around the corner, that means that we need your name, like a logistics account. We need your name. We need your name. We need you to call in, area code 615-688-3025, and we need for you to start leaving your name and your number, or your name and amount of people that are coming to Passover now. And the reason being that we're only about 8 weeks out, and 8 weeks go fast, and we have a lot of logistical things to do here straightway, a whole lot. And we need your help. If you're planning on being here for Passover, which, if you're a faithful Israelite, every single one of you should be here. The only ones that shouldn't be here is the women who just had babies and they just passed their time of purification. Other than that, everybody should automatically be here for Passover. All right. So we need for you to call in. Starting tonight, but don't call past 10. You need to leave your name. How many people are coming to be here at Passover? All your communities, I need y'all to call in and give us for home fellowships all your numbers. We need to have it well before next what they call Roman Friday. We got a lot to do here straightway. I'm going to get with Pastor Fox. I'm going to make an announcement now. Straightway is not going to be hosting any more Gathering of the Saints or GOTS. The reason being is because we've tried. The ministry since 2012 has grown exponentially, extremely. And when you got 400 and something people showing up for Tabernacles, you got almost 200 some people showing up for Trumpets and Day of Atonement, and then people are pouring in. And people constantly coming and going, there's just no way that we can put our focus and attention in August. No way possible to try to do that again, because we did it again. We skipped 1 year to see how we could do it, see if we could begin to adjust ourselves. But since Straightway is hosting this, and our sisters and our brothers are the ones that's doing the majority of the work, it is just impossible for these saints at Straightway to actually even enjoy the feast if they're so tired from doing Gathering of the Saints, then Trumpets, then Atonement, and then Tabernacles, and accommodating everybody. It's just entirely too much on us as a community. So we had a nix one, and we're not going to be nixing the feast days, that's for sure. So Gathering of the Saints got to go. Pastor Fox, Dave Mask, and all of them do plenty of survival training. Now, provided if we're going to do any type of training, it's going to be solely dedicated to us Israelites. Not people pretending to be Israelites, nowhere near, they ain't even following Straightway. We're going to do things the right way, and we're going to, just like Brother Gideon said, we're going to enhance our people. We're going to invest our people. We're going to pour into our people. Glory to the King. Also, Pastor Corey is up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. If you're an Israelite and you know us, and you're up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin, You need to go up there. If you're within a couple of hours, call the dining hall so you can get an approval, and then we'll get in touch with Brother Kabir and Brother David, and then we'll direct. They'll give you direction in how to get to the actual meeting. Hallelujah. You know what? Tomorrow, I got an idea what the message is going to be back. We going to be about. We have so many people coming in. I think we're going to get back to the basics. You know, anytime that you done poured all this stuff into people, there's an old saying of getting back to the basics. You know, we're going to have to do that. The guest call-in number is 515-602-9654. That's 515-602-9654. All right, don't forget, you plan on attending Passover, let us know. And I don't know what's going on. I can't pick up the live feed. No way, shape, fashion, or form. So if y'all on that Skype or whatever it is, y'all let everybody know that they need to go to Blog Talk Radio if they want to hear I think, I don't know what that is. Yeah, everybody seems to be, let me go to Blog Talk Chat. Let me launch the chat over here. Looks like a lot of people are in the chat room tonight. That's good. There's plenty of audio, but no visual. We gotta get this thing working, because we don't get this thing, that means, I don't understand why come we're not going through online. Hyphenchurch.org. That's what I don't understand. Why are we broadcasting live through online then? I mean, we pay for that feed. It's our own server. Why use YouTube? If YouTube should be the primary, but we can't get it, then we can have our backup. All right. We need to be looking into that. We need to be looking into online, hyphenchurch.org, as our backup whenever YouTube is not working. Hallelujah. All right. Let me click back over here. If y'all hearing me, let me give you the P.O. Box number, Brother Ugly. The P.O. Box is P.O. Box 32. If y'all want to send offerings and letter of support, you can send it to P.O. Box 32. P.O. Box 32. Lafayette, L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, Tennessee 37083. Lafayette, Tennessee. And you just put Charles Dow. You don't have to put Pastor Dow or none of that on. Just put Charles Dow. If you're sending mail for some of the saints, just put their first and last initial. We'll make sure to get to them. All right? Also, we are, as a concerted unit, a tribe, we're taking up offerings right now to get Brother Freddie and his family over here from Germany. Also, I need, if there's anyone in the ministry that can speak fluent German, and you assist them, and you know how to translate or interpret, you know how to interpret and translate, interpret, and you can translate that language from English to German, and you're a sister, let me know. Even if you know somebody that can speak English, I mean English and German, we're going to try to do everything we can to accommodate our sister, Brother Freddie's wife, you know, while we're in service and stuff, so she'll know what's going on. Because I think she doesn't speak any English at all. Hallelujah. All right, let me click over here real quick. Let's go over here to the guest calling number. All right, call number 816-816, Pastor Corey. It's Pastor Dow, you know, 72 Radio Broadcast. How can I help you, Pastor Corey?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. Shabbat shalom.
Hey, Shabbat shalom. I'm glad that's working. Hey, did y'all check up and punch that hot water heater button, man, to make sure that hot water heater button hadn't, the circuit breaker hadn't flipped or something like that?
Well, Pastor, you know, with this big old house, Pastor, you know, he got that thing working.
Okay.
So it's all is well. Yes, sir. But definitely, Pastor, I just want to call in and say Shabbat Shalom, and it's definitely a pleasant spirit here among the saints, and everybody's excited. It just goes back to, you know, I just wanted to call in briefly and say it goes back to the testimony of, you know, just being a servant, Pastor. You have done that. And, you know, as I look at this and I look how the disciples, you know, along with, you know, Peter and Apostle Saul and, you know, just, you know, all of the early saints, how they traveled and assemblies was being put together. You know, they had one thing in common. They was putting assemblies together that resembled the work of Yahshua, the same thing that he did with the emissaries when he was alive. This is the same thing I told them. I said, this ain't about us coming together to have fun. This is us coming together that light will be shown. This is us coming together so that the spirit of Yah will resonate. Not only, you know, here where we at, but this is a great thing being built here, Pastor.
I know. You're right. It is. And you are 100% correct. And by the way, for all y'all that are listening, Pastor Corey will be preaching tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And they can catch the rebroadcast, but he got a word he's going to deliver with them. Yeah, when you read the book of Acts, Pastor, and you'll see that, you know, often that the Paul would send the, you know, the brothers out to go minister to the other saints to see how they are doing. Then they had other saints that would minister to their necessities and needs. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to make sure that the body is being strengthened no matter where they are.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you absolutely. That's all I can think about, Pastor. And I just say, you know, I'm so glad. Again, I'm glad to be here because, you know, it's just being done right. As you look around, you know, as I see, you know, I'm seeing more and more people, especially in the cities where you see a lot of these camps, and there's more people coming out, and these folks are hurt, Pastor. They done spent 7 years, 6 years, 12 years knowing the truth, but never, you know, never coming into the full knowledge and understanding of Yahshua HaMashiach and having no experience, none. And yet, we can get together, just briefly talk, and the spirit move, and we begin to feel the presence of Yah. I'm just thankful, Pastor. I just want to tell you Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. We thank you for your labor, and, you know, we just glad that Yah placed us here to support the man of Yah that have poured himself out and committed himself over, because that's evident. You see it, and that's just the pattern of men. You know, talking to Brother Kabir, that's, you know, that's all he wants. He wanted just whatever it takes. You know, we were talking about what would you give or what would you not give. And, you know, it's the same speech, Pastor, just giving all, putting the hands to the plow and not looking back. So bless you, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. You know, Pastor Corey is up there doing a great work. Pastor Corey is the pastor out there at the Kansas City Assembly, and he and his wife, Sister Gabby, is in Green Bay, Wisconsin right now, ministering to the saints. Saints have come in from Illinois. They have come in from Minnesota. They have come in from Indiana. They have come in from the surrounding areas to descend upon the straightway Green Bay up there with Brother Kabir and Brother David and Sister Tabitha and them. And they are in fellowship, having a wonderful time in the Most High Yah, strengthening the hands of the servants of the Most High, y'all, up there in that area. Glory to the King. And for that, we thank the Father for that Pastor Corey was available to go up there. Now, tomorrow, I can tell you right now with some of the things that we're dealing with, I am going to, it's just laid up on my heart right now. Tomorrow, we're going to get back to the basics. Tomorrow, we're going to have a message delivered, get back to the basis to show many of you, when you come into this walk, you come into this faith, what is expected, what you need to do for salvation, and how you need to be equipped and how to grow. We got to do that. We got a lot of people coming in, just like Pastor Corey said. They have been in camps. They have been in churches. They have been indoctrinated. They've been in all this stuff. And the spirit and the bride is saying, come out of her, my people. The spirit of bride is just telling people they're drawing even more and more and more people to this way. And even the name of straightway, when it's spoken in pretense, in spirit, or if we're slandered against, it's still drawing Yah's people. And for that, we thank y'all for it. Let's go to Brother Alden in Florida. Call number 786-786. It's Pastor Dowie on the Servitude Radio broadcast. How can help you, Brother Alden?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, my pastor.
Bless you. Bless you, my brother. How you doing?
Good, good. You're here with the family on Blog Talk. I kind of, I don't know, feels old school for some reason listening this way, but I like it. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was going to, I just wanted to ask you, Pastor, before I forget, very, very important. Remember like 2 weeks ago when you did, when you guys were snowed in?
Yes, sir.
And you did the, what was the name of that beat that you were playing?
That is a guy, the online, that gives guitar lessons. He had his own little beat, and if you know, I was signed up with him a long, long time ago, and he actually emailed that to me. He actually emailed that beat, and what I did, it's about 2.5 minutes long, and I just repeated it over and over again. I got a lot of brothers that are asking me for that particular beat, and I tell you what I'll do. Let me see. I'm going to try to figure out some way that I can actually... let me see. I got four of my brothers. Are you familiar? Huh?
I was saying that beat is off the chain. I loved it when you were playing. I was like, what? Definitely.
It's actually a guitar. It's a lead guitar rhythm that I'm trying to learn. But I tell you what I'll do. Are you familiar with Dropbox?
Is that a program, a software program?
Well, I think it's something, you know what I do? You know what I do? You're a patron, right?
Yes, sir.
What I'll do is upload it on Patreon. Can you download it from Patreon if I upload it on Patreon?
I don't know. If that's an option, I've never seen it, Pastor.
Okay, hold on a second. I got a text message just came in from Brother Jermaine, and he says, Pastor, if you can get it to me, I can get it out if you would like. Yeah, I would like to get it out, Brother Jermaine. It's not the problem of getting it out. I can get it out to the whole world, but I only want to get it out to a select few brothers and not having them waiting for Passover to come. And with all the technology we got today, we should be able to, you know, I should be able to upload it and then get it out to you. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put that beat on Patreon, okay? And I'll upload it to Patreon. And then if you can, people can get on Patreon, you can download it from there if you want to, because I've had a few brothers ask me about that. Is that all right?
Yes, sir. It's definitely fine with me, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. What else, my brother?
No, I just wanted to check my pastor. I just want to make sure I got permission to go to Passover with my family. That's all.
Right. All means what you do, Brother Alden. We still need for you to call the dining hall. You need to leave your names and numbers of the people that will be coming.
Yes, sir.
You know, Passover starts on that Roman Friday night. And, of course, then we got Shabbat service. And then, of course, most people will be traveling back home first day. But you're more than welcome to come. But I just need for you to call that 615-688-3025. Leave your name and all the people that are coming and how many coming and adult ages. You know what I mean? On children age, we need to know because we need to prepare for all the saints logistically. And I appreciate you already jumping the gun and getting it out there.
No, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just wanted your permission. That definitely is the next step. And that's it, my pastor. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the show, and thank you for blessing us with the show.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, my brother. Y'all be looking for that on Patreon, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, saints. Shabbat shalom, pastor.
Shabbat shalom. That's Brother Alden down in Florida. Let's go to Pennsylvania, Brother Zach Dow, 717-717. It's Pastor Dow. You on the Straight Ritual Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Zach?
Shalom, Pastor, or excuse me, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How are you?
Shabbat Shalom. We're doing well.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Peace and blessings upon you. I had a question, Pastor. I was trying to figure out, and I don't think it's an inconsistency. I just think it's I don't understand. I know men are not supposed to have long hair, but I know Samson in the Bible, he had longer hair, and that's where his power came from. So was there an exception granted to him, or how does that, or am I just misunderstanding?
No, yes, it was, because Samson also was under a Nazarite vow. You don't see people today with long hair that's got the same power that Samson had. I promise you that.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. All right. Yes, sir. And the Messiah, of course, I know that the picture that they paint, you know, of the white Fabio looking Nancy boy, I know that's not the real Messiah. But the true Messiah, I know we don't know exactly what he looked like. I know he had the skin of an olive, but his hair was his hair, short or long? I'm still trying to decipher that one as well.
Like wool, and it also depends on what you call long. Because if you look at a black woman that wears what you would call an afro, and it's a big afro, that's still long hair. Because
yes,
their
sir.
Hair is like sheep, like wool.
Right, yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir, I do. I understand now. Thank you.
You know, so in Western society, you know, if you've got horse hair, you know, like white people do, then they would call that, if it's flowing down your back, they'll call that. That's what they would equate to as long hair, because they have whitewashed, painted their images and everything, painted over the images of the Israelites and everything. And, of course, yeah, he had a hue in his skin, kind of like a copper color skin. He was bronze. He was like a brown. That's what the Messiah was. And so he had what they call woolly hair. And that's what he looked like. So if he had an afro, if he had locks, or who knows, but that's what would be considered long, if you understand what I mean. If it's 2 inches long, it's long. 3 inches long, it's long. If it's 10 inches long, it's long. If it's 15 inches long, it's long. If it's 3 feet long, it's long.
Yes, sir. I understand. Thank you for explaining that to me. Wanted to share a blessing. There was a spirit that I was wrestling with for a long time, for years, and I'm pretty sure it finally overcame that spirit this week, because I felt I remember you told me once, you said that, you know, we're not delivered until we're truly desperate, and this week I kind of hit I don't want to say I hit rock bottom, but it was the most desperation I ever felt, and I had the epiphany that the Father couldn't make me love myself, that I had to choose to love myself and have the self-love. And so I just wanted to give praise and glory to the Most High for giving me that revelation.
Hallelujah. For glory to the King, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just real quick, I also had, I just wanted to ask to see if I get some prayers from Straightway and the listeners on Blog Talk. You know, I've been in that legal battle that's still ongoing. You know, I finally said I was unable to find any attorney to help, and it was just getting to be too much with my dad being sick and the circumstances that I had. So I gave up. I said, you win. And now they're not, I tried to withdraw my complaint and my defense, and now they're not even letting me walk away. So they're just the evil people, and I'm praying if Straightway could send curses their way and keep me in prayer. I would sincerely appreciate it, Pastor.
Yep, that's the system for you. All right, my brother.
All right, bless you. Peace and blessings to Straightway. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Blessings. Shabbat shalom. Yeah, we need to pray for people. We do. We need to pray and lift up prayer for Mother Bullock. Mother Bullock has got a grapefruit-sized tumor under her armpit. Her left lung is inundated with cancer. Her right lung has got all types of cancer in it, spots on it. They found 3 or 4 spots of cancer on her brain, and her brain is swelling. She's in Georgia right now, and she's not doing good. And so we solicit your prayers for Mother Bullock. All right. Glory to the King. Let's go to Pennsylvania again. Brother Rodney, Pennsylvania, 267-267. It's Pastor Dowell, Inner Tribute Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
I didn't have any questions. Yeah, I didn't have any questions, and I just wanted to call, you know, and stay in the loop and ask your permission for my beautiful wife and myself to come out for Passover. I called the dining hall. I wanted to make sure I get the date straight that way I can call back and tell them when we'll be out. This will be me and my wife's first Passover. So I'm excited about that, to get to finally meet you and the saints. And, you know, just wanted to call and touch base with you. I haven't called in a while. You know, I work 50 hours a week, and usually I'm asleep around this time. But wanted to just, you know, call in and bust it up with you and get your permission, Pastor.
Sounds good to me, my brother. Yes, and you make sure when you call the dining hall, since it's your first time coming, you leave a message for Elder Doug, too, so you can get directions to the community, okay?
Hallelujah. Elder Doug. Okay, I'll make sure I do that, Pastor.
All right, my brother. Godspeed.
Godspeed. Bless you, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Utah. Well, I thought we was going to Utah. Utah dropped off. So let's go to New Jersey. Sister Sharon, 973-973 is Pastor Dowell, Inner Tribute Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there, Sister Sharon.
Hi, Pastor Dowell. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
I just wanted to call in to say Shabbat shalom and also ask your permission to go to Passover.
Sure you can. Is this your first time coming?
Yes, sir.
You need to call the dining hall, let them know how many people coming and what date you're coming and when you're leaving. And since it's your first time, you need to leave a message also for Elder Doug so he can give you directions how to get to Straightway, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bless you.
Bless you, too, and bless the saints, and bless the whole community of Straightway. Shabbat shalom.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom. All right, Michigan, 313, not on record. Let's see who this is. It's Pastor Dowell, Inner Tribute Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat shalom, coming to you, Brother Juan.
Hey, Brother Juan, how you doing?
Good, Pastor. Just a quick, I got a couple questions, and first I also wanted to ask for your permission if to come to my first Passover to visit you guys and the saints at Straightway.
Yeah, you heard the instructions I gave the last two callers, right?
Yes, you said call the dining hall and, you know, give my name and my number and talk to their brother Doug, right?
Yeah, Elder Becker, all right?
Okay, we'll do. And the quick question, you know, I spoke to you in the past. And I told you, know, this is I'm new to the faith and I'm still learning and I'm, you know, and I'm walking this walk and I've been having a lot of restraint from family members such as my mother and my father, and
yeah.
I'm just wanted to, you know, what advice would you give me, because I know, you know, as a commandment we have to still honor our parents, but at the same time, you know, they are having difficulties with me, you know, walking this walk. So
well,
I was wondering if you had any.
First of all, how old are you, brother?
I'm 34.
All right. Sounds like you're old enough to make your own choice and decision. You can only honor your parents as much as they are keeping the commandments and abiding in the law. You don't be dishonorable towards them, but you tell them you're a big boy now. You make your own choice and decision. You know exactly what you're doing. And if you believe that I am so wrong, then I tell you what, how about we crack open this Bible and let's prove all things, and then we'll hold fast to that which is good. You got it?
Yeah, okay. I appreciate that advice, Pastor. Appreciate that.
That's how you do it, because they see, they don't understand that they are the ones that are deceived. They don't understand that they are the ones that transgressors. They don't understand that they are the ones that live lies, love lies, and believe lies. And so, they, you know, if they really truly are so secure in their belief system, then they wouldn't have any problem sitting down and have a Bible study with you then, and we'll test that boast, all right?
Exactly. That's the thing about it, you know, because we come and have Bible studies now after I watch you guys on, you know, 11 o'clock. And then I have a few people here that's new to the faith as well. So we do Bible studies around 3 o'clock and we, you know, we discuss things. And I try to have my, you know, on a teleconference. So I try to have my mom and my dad, whoever wants to, you know, get involved in the conversation to join it. And they refuse and they, you know what I'm saying, I tell them about keeping the commandments. They tell us we're not under the law, and it becomes a big argument type of thing. So,
well, then that's what you do. That's what you do. You say, "Mom and Dad, I truly love you, truly respect you, but you're deceived." It's nice, and since you're being totally irrational, and you don't want to listen to what I've got to say, and I listen to what you got to say. Have a good day.
Exactly. Well, I definitely appreciate it, Pastor. Your words are always, you know, wise. So I definitely appreciate it.
Hallelujah. Hey, you know another thing you can do?
Yes, sir.
You can ask your dad and your mother, say, "Mom, Dad, I got a question. How do you love God?" That's a fair question, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And my father is a Jehovah's Witness. So
still, ask him, how do you love God?
Right. And you love God by keeping his commandments.
Oh, but wait a minute. I thought you said we're not under the law.
Exactly.
You see what I mean? Because,
yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
It's the law that teaches us how to love God and to love our neighbor. So either way you go, you got them. I mean, if they're Jehovah's Witnesses, they're one definitely in the cult.
Wow.
No doubt about it. They ain't even in the kingdom.
Wow. That's deep. Yeah.
It's
been a lot of dialogue, you know, going back and forth, and I've been getting hammered, you know, because like I said, I'm still a babe in this, so I'm still learning, and I'm glad that you brought
up. Tell them to call me. Tell them how they preach your peace, preacher, teacher, bishop, whatever they got, Paul, Bear, whatever. Tell them to call me and set up a good discussion, an open discussion.
I would love that, Pastor Don. I would love it. That would be awesome. Trust me, that would be awesome.
Tell your pastor, he'll come all the way up out of Michigan if you can get your preachers and teachers to actually sit down and have a civil, open discussion where everybody can hear it.
Yes. It's so many people in our area right now, Pastor, that's coming to the faith, and I have them listening to you, and they're eager. And so that would be awesome. That would be just awesome. If we can try to, you know, hopefully, even on a teleconference, it would be great.
Well, I've set up the challenge then.
I will do that. How would I be able to contact you? Just contact the dining hall and something like, you know. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put that in the works, Pastor. I promise you that.
How many people you got up there watching and listening?
Oh wow! Right now, I would say at least one, two. I would say right now, at least 10, and it's growing. Every week, Pastor, it's unbelievable. Every week, it's growing.
Really? Why don't y'all set up something for me to come up in that area? That way I can, the Michigan and Ohio areas right next door to each other. So I can have a meeting up there in that area.
I would love to do that. Actually, I was reaching out to one of the brothers online last week in regards to that. So, because I was hoping, you know, wondering whenever you're going to be, you know, in this area, if there's any way we can set up some type of meeting. Because I know it's people are really coming to the truth in this area, and it is big time, and I would love to do that.
I'll come up there and have a meeting on the Sabbath day. I just got to set it up. Just give me just try to set it up about a month and a half or a month in advance.
Okay. I'm gonna call the dining hall first thing this week, and I'm gonna try to set something up, and hopefully we can make this happen, Pastor.
Let's look at something by the end of Let's look at something about maybe the first week in March.
First week in March. Okay. That would definitely work.
That first Sabbath in March, that should give you plenty enough time to have everything set up.
Yes, it will. And I'm going to make it happen. I promise you, Pastor. I will be calling.
First Sabbath in March. Just get a hotel. Go get a hotel conference room or something like a meeting room and get it to seat about maybe 50 people.
Okay, and I'm sure it's gonna be full, because trust me, it is it is really, it's, man, you have no idea, Pastor. You have a lot of brothers
and sisters
coming to. Yes, yes. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to work on it. I'm glad you are all for it, because I'm gonna make it happen.
You call the dining hall if we get off the phone, and leave your name and number there too, because I got Brother Jermaine. He'll be taking care of all the audio and video up there during this meeting, because you know Ohio is right next door to y'all.
Okay. Can you give me the number to the dining hall again, Pastor?
615-688.
6-8-8-3-0-2-5. All right, I'm about to call right now,
Pat. All right, my brother. Shabbat
shalom.
Shabbat
shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Glory to the King. Still growing, huh? People loving the truth. Let's go to Texas. Call number 214-214. It's Pastor Dowling on the Stripping Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you? There in Texas. Go to Texas, call number 214-214. Pastor Dowling, Tribute to Radio Broadcast. Y'all hearing this? I'm there in Texas. All right, Texas gone. Here in the Elder Rufus, right now we're looking at something probably first week in March in Michigan. Let's go to Utah, 801-801. Pastor Dowling, Tribute to Radio Broadcast. I can help you there in Utah. Brother Lewis.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing fine, Pastor. I'm doing fine. Just wanted to ask a couple of things.
Hey, put your mouth close to the mic so I can understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Can you hear me now?
A little bit better. I want the saints and everybody to be able to hear you.
Let me see. How about
there we go. There you go.
Okay, hallelujah. Well, the first thing I wanted to say was that me, Brother Mian, Sister Lala, and Brother Timothy will all be going to Passover if it's all right.
You know it's all right. You know it's all right. Don't forget to tell everybody to bring their tents, too, because we got a lot of people coming.
Hallelujah. Second thing, Pastor, was I've been reading in 1 Corinthians, and I've always never really understood this verse.
Which one?
1 Corinthians 10.
Okay, let me get there. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, right?
Verse 27.
27. Damn. What are these peepers? All right, I got you.
Yes, that I've never understood what that verse meant.
First of all, you know, there's two school of thoughts on this. Number one, it says, if any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and you be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat. Asking no question for conscience sake. First of all, number one, the only people that kept feast was our people. And our people already knew what was clean and unclean. That does not mean that you got a license to go around and just eat whatever's set before you. And if somebody hides some swine inside of a meatloaf or something like that you can eat it. No, you got to be very calculated with, you know, with the places that you go. Are you following me?
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, sir. The reason why that one has always troubled me was because when we were a part of that cult, the guy taught it that if somebody invites you to a Christmas party, that you can sit there and eat with them without asking questions.
Well, first of all, then let's go on to the next verse. And then it goes on to say this. Look at this. It says, but if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for the sake that showeth it for the conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So first of all, you know that Christmas is an idol celebration. We wouldn't even be going there. We don't even have fellowship
right
with unfruitful works of darkness. Are you following me? So we wouldn't even be caught there in the first place.
Yes, sir.
See how you put things in proper context?
I sure do. I mean, ever since I came to Freeway, I've been seeing it.
Glory to the King.
Well, that's about it. That's about it, Pastor. Just want to say bless you and thank you for all the hard work that you do. Want to bless all of Israel. Want to bless all the saints. And that's it, Pastor. That's all I got.
All right. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
More likely, if that thing materializes, it's probably going to be myself and Elder Rufus. That's probably going to be up there in Michigan the first week. And then Brother Jermaine, he'll meet us. There is an audio and visual guy. Brother Jermaine is good at that stuff. We'll possibly see if Brother Shane can actually get the time off and us there and give Brother Jermaine some assistance. That's how we usually go out nowadays. We usually go out with men, you know, two by two men. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful thing. We'll debate on whether we're going to bring our wives, and that depends on how many people is going to for sure be at that meeting. I know that everybody's waking up because people are coming out of these lying camps with their false prophecies. Everybody think that there's somebody incarnate. Let me tell y'all something. There's only one way to Yah, and that's through Jesus Christ. That is it. Yahshua HaMashiach. That is it. And anybody that try to come and go and try to get to the Father any other way, he is a thief and he is a liar. You hear? There's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one Yah, and one God, and one Father that's over us all, in us all, and through us all, period, point blank. And Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, said, if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sins, period, point blank. Tomorrow, I'll be very interested since we're going to be going back to basics. It sure should. But anyway, hey, I'm going to go get some rest. I got a lot to do in resting. I got a lot to do to prepare my mind. This week has been something else on me mentally, spiritually, because, you know, my role at the community is quickly changing. You won't believe how many hours in a day that I spent on the phone besides directing, counseling, talking, and doing whatever I can. It's just unbelievable. We thank the Father for it, though. Y'all is really good. So with that said, hey, I bless you all in these sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon-coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. I will see y'all tomorrow on www.online-church.org. That's the website that's usually behind me on the Pastor Dial YouTube page. See y'all tomorrow. Shabbat shalom. King coming.